All right, everyone. This is the Grim Lord, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and more dick as usual. So let's go ahead and get started. We're in class. It's not like the stuff from last time, but hey, we'll see what happens, right? Do you think I'd look good with a beard? Can you grow one? I shave, dude. Of course I can. All right, I thought you couldn't. Why, because of the poster? Huh? The no body hair comment. Is that why you thought I couldn't grow one? No, I didn't think about it that much, but when you asked just now, I thought you couldn't, that's all. Well, I can. It grows a lot, I'll have you know. Then go for it. It might look cool. Sorry for snapping at you. Those posters got to all of us. I'm surprised you kept it in for this long. I guess we're set for Thanksgiving. Yep, I picked up our communication system. Communication system like phones? We can't rely on our phones for this. It needs to be subtle. Will you tell me what it is? I'll do you one better. I can show you. But don't be all judgmental about it, okay? What is that? A remote vibrator. How the hell is that subtle? You're insane. It works perfectly. Press a button and it vibrates. That's how we can warn each other. Now, am I insane or am I genius? Insane. Well, it would be the easiest way to conceal it. I'm not asking you to shove it up your asshole, ass man. You put the vibrator in your pocket and I keep the controller in mine. The communication system, it has a great range, too. Do you know what else has a great range? Our phones. Can't we use them? Anyone could call or text when we snoop around. With this communication system, you know who's sending the message without checking your pocket for it. Try it with me. Put this button in your pants and press it. Ah! Whoa, that's way too much. Whose phone is that? Turn it off! Turn it off, ass man. I'm fucking trying to. It's off. We need to practice on this. The vibration is way too much. There's nothing subtle about it. You can adjust it. Let me set it up for us. Trust me on this. Okay. Are there any other surprises you have planned for me? I want to go in knowing as much as possible beforehand. There are no more surprises, I swear. Wait. Maya told you about Mom, right? Nope. What about her? There's something you should know. Our mom is chronically ill. Okay. How ill? It's hard to know for sure. She hasn't worked since we were kids and gets worse with every year. It's rough to talk about, but you'd have questions about it after Thanksgiving anyway. What's her illness? Rheumatism. It's a rare case of it, too. Is it like arthritis? Yeah, and a lot of other stuff that comes with it. It's gotten worse every year since she got her diagnosis. Her immune system is shit. She's at the point where she eats medicine so she can eat a real medicine to avoid side effects. It's broken her down completely. Dude, I'm sorry to hear that. It's cool, I can handle it pretty well these days. I thought Mom was gonna die every day since I was like 5. After thinking and worrying about it for that long, it gets easier to handle with every year that passes. I mean, you have to be able to handle it and live your life, or there's no point. I don't know what to say. I wanted you to know, in case she says something weird or acts inappropriate, it's her dementia. Dementia too? Vascular dementia, like I said, it's bad. Boy, we're listening to what the cock professor is yapping about, Boy, we're so not listening to what the cock professor is yapping about, am I right? I've learned to read ahead in advance, knowing that I have to sit next to you in class. You're such a nerd, ass man. I feel pretty cool in this lab coat. Yeah, until you wear the safety goggles, then you don't. I'm not gonna wear those. Actually, goggles aren't optional. Safety comes first. You're not my teacher. While that is true, I have taken several scientific classes and become quite experienced with lab work. Goggles are always mandatory. If you get acid in your eyes, then what will you do? Yeah, go away. By the way, the answer to that question is to use the emergency eyewash station, which I knew. Ass man, look, they have a shower in here. Don't do anything stupid with it. Oh, wow. She's in here.
Look like she's taking it.
No. No. Nora? What are you doing here? Why haven't you told me that you're a student? as shit. Haven't I? I thought I did. Wait, are you a teacher? I'm not a teacher per se, I'm a scientist, and this is just a minor part of my salary. But you're teaching this class, no? Yes, and I surely didn't expect to see you here. You have to promise not to tell anyone about us, it looked bad. Maybe you would look bad, but me? Not so much. Bad time for that joke. Get in there, class is about to begin. Damn it, stay calm, stay professional, and think about this later. Whoa! What are you doing? Release that handle. The shower works. This is not how I wanted to introduce myself to you today, but if you touch things you're not supposed to touch in here, you'll be asked to leave. That goes for you, too. I didn't do anything. You two are working together. That's your punishment. Aha, what a sucker. That's not punishment at all. Ouch! Ass man. Lab partners. Welcome to the practical part of the course. I'm Dr. Nora Jenkins, and I'll be your supervisor.
Looks like her brains got bigger since last.
They did, didn't they? I see a couple of familiar faces here from other courses. Most of what I say won't surprise you, but you'll have to bear with me for the sake of everyone else who's here for the first time. We will learn how to work professionally in a laboratory environment during our session. That includes using the lab equipment correctly and learning to measure, weigh, mix, and assess chemicals properly. You will be working with hazardous chemicals and must read the risk assessments before you're allowed to begin work. Keep lab coats and safety goggles on at all times during class. Wear gloves when you need them. There are hazardous, transparent, and odorless solutions. You might catastrophically mistake for water. For this reason, if I see anyone drinking or eating during class, you'll be banished, which is a very good rule to have in a lab anyway. Safety is key, and I have no humor when it comes to this. This is bullshit. You will be working in pairs with your assignments. Follow the instructions for the experiments and ask me if you need assistance along the way. Grim, my eyes are up here. Watch tutorial. And this science minigame. Your task is to carry out a specific experiment by mixing chemicals within a time limit. Okay. This is your desk space from where you can find every chemical and piece of equipment you'll need. You have liquid chemicals in a volumetric flask to measure them to the far left. You have solid chemicals and salts and a scale to weigh them here. You can mix chemicals using the magnetic stirrer. You can add chemicals to the round flask and use the burner when necessary. This notepad contains all the instructions you need to carry out your experiment. Let's have a look at it. Step 1. Weigh 30 units of blue salt and add it to the beaker on the stirrer. Step 2. Measure 20 units of red liquid and pour it onto the beaker onto the stirrer. The color should come out green. Step 3. Stir at fast speed for 5 seconds and wait for the color to change. Step 4. If the color is blue, measure 10 units of green liquid and pour it into the beaker on the stirrer. But if the solution is colorless, you can skip this step. After the color is changed, pour the solution to the round flask and turn on the burner. Step 6. Let the solution boil for 5 seconds. If the color is red, your reaction is complete. Step 7. Turn in your mixture and let's measure the purity together. And pay extra attention to steps that have multiple outcomes. Step 1. Alright. Click the blue salt. Now let's start by learning how to weigh salts. A scale is most accurate when the difference in weight between the container and the chemical is low. Therefore, use a small beaker or a weighing dish when weighing small amounts. Reset the scale after you put the weighing dish on the beaker and on, excuse me. Reset the scale after you put the weighing dish or beaker on it and add your chemical. Okay, use the plus and add buttons to add or remove salt. It can be tricky to end up with the exact amount. You can continue the experiment if the weight is slightly off, but your final score will be penalized. Don't forget to weigh your beakers after you apply the chemical and adjust your calculations for the error. The blue salt has been weighed, and now you have to add it to the beaker on the stirrer. Click the scale and choose to add its contents to the stirrer. I did. Now that step one is complete, let's have another look at the notepad. Step two, measure 20 units of red liquid and pour it onto the beaker in the stern. The color should come out green. So we're going to get the red liquid. When measuring liquids, pipettes for smaller volumes and volumetric flasks for larger volumes. Well, I know that. To measure perfect volume, make the arrow stop at the bottom of the bar. You measured 16. Blue salt has been weighed. Let me try it again. No, the middle of the bar. I'm hitting it. I did it. It took a while. When the meniscus is even with the graduation mark, that's when you've measured the perfect volume. Pour the contents of the volumetric flask into the beaker on the stir. Just like step two said, this color solution is green. Step three tells you to stir at fast speed for 5 seconds and wait for a color change. Click the stir. Magnetic stirrers shouldn't be novel to you. I take it that everyone's comfortable with using one. Adjust the speed setting according to the instructions and never stir too violently. Click the instructions for the stir setting you need. Don't forget to turn the stirrer on when stirring. Make sure the stirrer isn't at fast. Make sure the stirrer stir at fast speed. Make the stirrer stir at fast speed. I think I'm doing it right. Step 4 tells you to check the color of the solution. Based on the color, you either add green liquid or skip this step. If the color is blue, measure 10 units of green liquid and pour it in. But if the solution is colorless, you can skip this step. Let's try that again then. Okay, so what is the... Where's the instructions? We're waiting. We're still waiting. Now we're turning it on again. Doesn't seem to be changing from green. And the world waited. Wow. Back to medium, back to slow. A little confusing, I gotta admit.
Yeah, how about turning the stir off if you had to have it stir constant while you're...
I think so. It's not turning clear or blue. Oh, it just says make the stir at fast speed. So I don't think there's anything else. Check the colors. The solution is colorless. That means, oh, okay. So it's not going to change color on the on that. That means we can skip step 4. After the color is changed, pour the solution to the round flask and turn on the burner. Pour the solution to the round flask and then turn on the burner. And finally, the burner. Needless to say, exercise caution when you're using the burner, and if there's an emergency, the off switch to the gas is the red lit switch by the door. The color is red, like step 6 said, and we can turn it in for assessment. Note that if the color wasn't red, we might have done something wrong along the way. In that case, we would have to discard the chemical and start over. Click the round flask and turn in the chemical. You will always end the mini game by turning in a chemical. So there's more chemicals! Wow, I didn't realize we'd have to do several of these. You can buy extra time and purity boosts from Derek and Magnar. Studying science at your desk in your room will boost the extra time too. Buying the pencil perk from Magnar will let you click the steps in the notepad to check them off as you go. This is an easy way to keep track of your progress when you're doing an experiment, and it's not considered cheating. When in doubt of what to do, read the step you're at, execute it, and move on to the next step. Be methodical and follow the experiment like a recipe, and you'll be a scientist in no time. This concludes the tutorial! Any questions? Okay, you may begin your experiment. You have 3 hours to complete them. Best of luck to you. Select your difficulty. Hard mode has a 50% shorter timer.
I don't know if you've seen us play a game before on here.
Alright, so 20 blue liquid and place it on the 20 blue liquid and pour it on the pour it in the beaker on the stir. So we got the liquid. We want to measure 20. We did it. And pour it in the beaker. On the stir. Nope. Alright, so where's the, and the beaker on the stir. We did it. Okay. Weigh 100 blue salt and add it to the beaker. Color should come out green. Whoops. It's green. We did it. Stir at slow speed for 5 seconds and wait for the color to change. Okay. Stir at slow speed. Okay, if the color is clear, measure 70 green liquid and pour it into the... Okay, if color is red, weigh 30 blue salt and add it to the beaker. Hold on. 30 blue salt. I almost put the red salt in there.
What?
I'm trying to get it.
Did it just do that on purpose?
Yes. Getting it is a little hard.
There it is.
Yep. Okay. 30 blue salt. Add it to the beaker on the stir. Oh, hold on. I thought I did. Did I not hit the right button? Maybe I didn't. We had it. Oh, on the scale. Add to the beaker.
You hear that?
What?
That sound like something falling over in the living room.
No. Stir at slow speed for 5 seconds and wait for the color to change. I think that's fine, right? Seems like it's okay. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. He needs to fix that. Alright. If the color has changed, pour the solution to the round flask and turn on the burner. Now what? Wait 5 seconds. Alright, turn off the burner. It's colorless. If solution, measure 80 green liquid and add it to the round flask. Let the solution boil for 5 seconds. If the color is blue, your reaction is complete. Alright. Let's turn it in. It won't get better than this. Well, we did our best and there were no accidents. I'm happy with it. Dr. Jenkins? Please call me Nora. Okay, Nora. We think we're finished. All right, let's measure the purity of your chemicals, shall we? This is brilliant. Your chemical is 100% pure. See? We did it. Hey. We actually got one of these. 100%? That's awesome. However, note that purity assessment has a degree of error. It's likely less than 100%. Nevertheless, you should be proud. You unlocked a special render. Stay away from the safety shower next time. What if I catch on fire? That's a different scenario, and that's of course permitted. Noted. Permitted, Derek. It's not a challenge. Don't make any more of those flaming shots now. We did it. Our first science class. Did you like it? I'm so happy we got out of there, dude. I fucked our teacher. Get out of here. I swear, I dated her recently and fucked her at her place. At a bar, huh? Sure. I almost bought it, but she took it one step too far. I'm not making it up, dude. I talked to her outside of class before it started. Didn't you notice that? She told me not to tell anyone, but I fucking had to tell you. What should I do? You're a single guy. If you're lucky enough to bang that beauty, go nuts. Did you see her tits? They're so big, her lab coat didn't even fit her. I'll say, it seems like they've grown since we last played this game. So you think I'm overreacting? There's nothing to worry about? If the roles were reversed, it was me banging her, I'd be strutting right now. Would you? Hell yes, I'd be walking into class like I own the place. Enjoy it, bro. You hit the mother load. Thanks for reassuring me. You're welcome. How is she in bed? That's crossing a line. You're gonna tell me someday, right? I need it for my spank bank. I don't want to be in your spank bank. Speaking of hot teachers, look who it is. Kathy. It's weird seeing her again. Yeah, I'm going to say hi to her. Are you coming? Nah, I'm meeting up with Ashley soon. Tell her I said hi. Kathy. Hi. Grim. What a pleasant surprise. Hi, how are you? I'm okay. How about you? It's been a while. I'm doing great, Grim. Absolutely great. I'm glad. You look happy. Did you get another job? I did. I reached out to an old acquaintance and was hired pretty much on the spot. That's awesome. What's the job? It's not a teaching one, I'm assuming. Actually, it kind of is, but it's different. I'm working as a corporate trainer now. It's mostly administration, but there's also an aspect of teaching involved. I see. And how is life at B&R, Grim? Are my replacements treating you well? Both Professor Hoff and Bella are doing great, but you're missed among students. Derek, for one, misses you. He says hi, by the way. That's nice of you to say. I'm happy that the transition went smoothly. Oh, my bus home is incoming. It was nice catching up, even if it was just for a moment. Would you like to join me? It's only a couple of stops from here. We can continue this chat over a cup of coffee if you'd like.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, why not? I've got some time for it. After everything that happened, it felt so refreshing to start this new job. I truly feel like I've left the past behind me. It sounds like you needed it more than I realized. After what I realized is that it wasn't just because of the posters. I felt so energized lately and happy with myself. It's odd because I thought I'd teach at B&R until I retired. I viewed my teaching job as permanent and secure, not knowing how liberating it would feel to start a new career. It must have felt scary to change your mindset that fast, but you should do what makes you happy. But at that time, I didn't know if it would make me happy. I was trying to escape the miserable situation I found myself in. I've been rethinking it over and over. If I chickened out by leaving like that, or if I was strong for standing up for myself and my integrity. Let's try that one again. Kind of got twisted on that. I've been rethinking it over and over. If I chickened out by leaving like that, or if I was strong for standing up for myself and my integrity. It turned out great for you. That's what matters, I think. And I kind of know the feeling you had being exposed like that. I've gotten to experience it lately firsthand. Oh, how so? Much like yours, some distasteful pictures of me and the dicks have been printed and spread on campus. That's horrible, Grim. Are you getting bullied for it too? Yes and no. I'm wearing a mask in the picture, but some seem to know it's me. They laugh and point when I walk by, but I'm not too bothered by it. Of course, I'd rather not have the pictures out there, but they were already hanging on the wall in our mansion. I should have put my foot down earlier if I didn't want people to see it. And I think some of the attention I get from it is due to jealousy. What do you mean? Well, I'm naked in it, and let's just say I'm blessed downstairs. Well, you should know. Aha, yes, I remember. I believe I still have your picture somewhere on my phone. You do? I don't have any of yours on mine. I never bothered to install Swiper on my new phone. Have you been using Swiper lately? No, I've taken a break from all dating, even the internet kind. I'm all about my career now. But I haven't forgotten the last time you and I talked and how you wished that it didn't end like it did. That was stupid, wasn't it? It was daring or not to me?
It was daring.
It wasn't stupid, but pretty daring. Yes, a teacher and a student fornicating. That's trouble with a capital T. I wasn't thinking clearly back then. Do you regret it? Grim, you are tempting. Very tempting. Try to put yourself in my shoes. You've been a teacher for many years and spent most of those years single. You're responsible for the education of, as well as position of power over your students. And one day an attractive student much younger than you starts to flirt. Would you not have dirty thoughts about it? I probably would. And if you acted on those urges, wouldn't you feel like you did something wrong? I can't relate, but maybe I would. Put yourself in my shoes, too. You're young and you find mature women hot. One day you browse a dating app and discover you're flirting with your sexy teacher. The fantasies of what could happen start popping into your head, making everything so damn exciting. Wouldn't you feel that way? I'm sure I would. Kathy, you've been tempting too. You're still not tempted, are you?
Yes.
Aside from you leaving B&R, nothing changed for me in that area. Stupid or not, I'd jump on it if you gave me the go-ahead.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're already there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Don't mind if I do. I want you, Grim. And not as a fantasy this time. I want the real thing. I want to feel your fat, throbbing cock inside of my pussy. Oh, Kathy. Oh, Grim. Damn. Holy moly! Look at that oil all over them. I mean, I don't know. I think that they might. It looks like they glisten
they
a little.
The thermostat up to 110, slowly cooking.
Baking her like a pot roast. Yes, eat me.
Is that bacon flavor in it?
Oh, fuck! I've wanted to taste you for so long. Yes, taste me. Do whatever you want with me. I'm yours to taste. A little slow on the animations, but it's getting better. A hand job.
You think they're supposed to ram it in and out as fast as they can?
Well, yeah, but it's a little slow. I don't think my tongue moves that slow even. Hand job, blow job, or continue?
Work your way on down the line.
Okay, well, there's a hand job there. Oh my god, it's so sexy feeling your cock get hard in my hand. You make me hard, Kathy. You're so good with your fingers. Grim, you're making me wet. Moans. I can feel that. It's so sexy feeling your juices on my fingers. Your cock is so warm and hard. Blowjob. You look even bigger up close than in your pictures. Does that scare you? Scare me? It makes me horny as hell. Suck, suck. Mmm, I wanna glug, glug. Taste every inch of you. Suck my cock, Kathy. Continue. Are you gonna give it to me? Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you good until you scream from your orgasm. Fuck me, Grim, I'm yours. How do you want me? Well done. Missionary Yes, put it in. Yes, give it to me. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. God, it feels amazing. I know we have female fans. I never knew you would be good at it. Let's try that. I never knew you would be this good at it, moans. If I knew, I would have made you fuck me the moment we met. Fuck me, Grim. Arch your back. I'm gonna give it to you hard. Hard. Yes, Grim, make me feel like I'm your slut. There we go, smack that ass. Spank me, harder. There we go, that's a tap. There we go, give her a smack. Make that old booty red, come on now. What you doing? Disappointing me, smack that ass good time. Right there, yes, you're hitting my G-spot. Fuck. Suck, suck. Do you like it when I suck on your nipple? Yes, I love it. More! Fuck me, Grim. I want to ride your cock until you come inside me, Grim.
You need a voiceover.
The fans are used to this shit. You're so strong. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me hard. Oh, God. Yes! Yes! More! Harder! Deeper! Faster! Stronger! No.
Almost.
Is this what you want?
You like it? Yeah.
Fuck! Yes! Harder! Prone. Yes! Pin me down and fuck me. Hard! Not soft. Your ass is so fucking sexy, I could come from looking at it. It's a nice ass.
Oh, I think I will.
Body and facial? Cream pie or on the ass? Let's go with the ass. Kathy, I want to come all over your ass. Do it, Grim. Cover my ass and come. Make me feel your warm seed all over it. There we go. Ah, fuck. That was...
I'm gonna have to change your sheets.
Amazing.
That comforter's gonna need to be dry cleaned.
Well, it's a comforter now. The way you made me come, it's insane. You waited for it for a long time, huh? Yes, and what a release it was. I won't be able to go back to using toys after this. I can be your toy if you want. I'll be right back. Take your time. Wow, that was intense. She really craved it. It made me feel good about myself. Haha. I actually do like his shirt, Live Life Loud. I like that. That's my fucking motto. There's no way I'm as good as she made me out to be, right? Be grateful, haha. This reminds me of that dorm party. Derek's gonna love this sign. Check this sign out. Lamal, be grateful or else. Right? LOL. Sorry, like, things are a little more lively because I'm no longer taking that lion's mane shit. That lion's mane shit was numbing the fuck out of me. By the way, yeah, you're not even supposed to take that shit for a long time. There haven't been enough studies on it. But I just don't take anything. The only thing I take is GABA to go to sleep. And I've been feeling good. Like, that shit works. I don't even need to take it all the time. I just take it, you know, when I feel like I'm not going to get a lot of sleep or something like that. I'll usually take GABA. It usually works. So GABA's good stuff. I recommend it. It's a neurotransmitter, guys. So, like, I'm not being like Alex Jones and trying to sell you supplements, but no, this shit's actually pretty good. If you got anxiety, and I do, sometimes my passion is part of my anxiety. Like, anxious people tend to get really, yeah! So that's kind of why.
Yeah!
Like, some guy actually told me in the comments, can you not shout? I'm like, dude, that's literally the point. And to be absolutely fair, you guys remember that we used to have real animated shit back in the day when we would do these games? So I kind of want to bring that back because I think people actually like that. And, like, let me know if you don't, but I'm going to continue to really, you know, I don't want to do a boring read for you guys. That bores me. I think it bored maybe some of you. So I want to, you know, when they're having sex, it's not going to be like, what's his fucking name? Ben Stein reading.
No.
I'm Ben Stein. You can win my money. You know, it was nice catching up with you. Yes, we should catch up more often. Haha, totally. Smack. Bye, Grim. Derek's gonna have a hard time believing me again. See, yeah, I don't want to do that. That sounds fucking awful.
Wait till everyone tells him keep something a secret. He can't wait to tell everybody in the neighborhood.
Well, he's gonna get a lesson. Out. He's gonna get a lesson. He's like, college rocks. Well, you're gonna find out. By the way, this is a good spot to stop right here. And yeah, I think he's gonna learn a lesson. He is not need to be telling every Tom, Dick, and Harry that he fucked that teacher. Because word's gonna get around.
Yep.
What is that? Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from the motherfucker a mile away.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I mean, that's literally what it is, though. You're going on there just saying, boom, and then everybody knows, hey, Grim, did you fuck the chemistry teacher? Oh, there you go. It's
Peter.
Yeah. Well, oh, no, it could cost him some issues. So, like, I mean, when people tell you to keep shit secret like that, you're really supposed to keep your fucking mouth shut. He had a problem that I had. I learned this the hard way. Because I had a girlfriend that gave me the... Oh, she did not want... I blurted something she said, and I blurted to everybody like a dumbass, a young dumbass, and she scolded the fuck out of me, and I deserved it, because, okay. Yeah... You're not supposed to do that. If somebody tells you something in secret...
It tells you not to say...
You don't tell everybody. That's literally what that means. As somebody said, hey, Grim, I killed this man last night. Like, I want to keep it secret. Oh, don't tell anybody. We're gonna haul him off out to these woods, you know. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, out here in a...
I think you're getting into some gray territory. I think you're supposed to go to the cops.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm just saying that some people, they'll say, hey, there was a guy last night. He was on my property. I had to shoot him, and we're gonna just Because some people have a lot of acres of land out here, right?
Yeah.
So they'll just bury somebody out there. And that's happened. I mean, you know it's happened around here.
Probably.
And nobody says a damn thing about it because everybody keeps their mouth shut. And if you do say something about it, you might be the next one getting buried out there. I mean, that literally does happen. That's shit. When you go out in the country, in a deep part of the country, and you don't keep your mouth shut, you may not get a chance to open it again. That's just how shit works down here. It's pretty dark. And some people may say that of the hood, you know, being on the streets.
Well, they had one girl a couple of years ago that got out of a job interview.
Yeah, I heard.
She was supposed to be...
on the Goodwill.
Turning in evidence to the police or something. But, of course, any of the stories I've seen on it, they don't mention any of that. But anyway, I guess the people she was going to rat out got her and cut her head off.
They had her come in. They invited her in to come, you know, like picked her up as like a date thing. And she got murdered and they closed down that whole Goodwill. It's pretty sad.
No, it's still open.
I thought they closed it.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
No, nothing happened in the Goodwill.
She had just gotten
out of the interview.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go in there then. See if there's anything in there.
Yeah.
Probably
it's
not.
It's not the greatest Goodwill.
I know. There's better ones in other parts of the area. But at any rate, you guys don't want to hear about our Goodwill, our thrifting sprees here. So, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We will see you guys next time. By the way, we're probably going to have these a lot longer because you'll be able to stay. You won't be doing the show anymore.
Yep.
So, you'll be doing these longer and maybe even something else that we don't do. Because let me tell you something. We got so many AVNs that I just haven't even gotten to. You're like, well, Grim, we've already got Lost Theory, and we've got Lost Academy, and we've got Returning to Mia, and we've got Being a Dick, and we've got, what is that other one? How to Fix the Future, which people kind of want more of. There's a bunch of these that we're doing. There's the Princess one, To Be King. That one's good. People liked it. There's so many. There's Come Home. People like that one. But we only have so much time to do these, right? And don't forget about City of Broken Dreamers, which we're on the final chapter of. So there's a lot of stuff we have that I can do, because there's so many of these to get released. There's countless ones that I've bought. There's some I've gotten off the internet. There's a lot of ways to grab these things. And, you know, we all do promotion. That's the main point. Oh, and we can even start doing season two of Fresh Women, which is now fully voiced. By the way, Fresh Women devs are trying to make a launcher. They want to do an alternative to Steam that does adult games. I talked to not going to say who, but somebody that knows an awful lot about adult games, having developed them and published them, and says he thinks that's going to die within a year because it's very, very hard to do something like that. But their game did sell 1 million units, which is amazing. So let's clap at all the team at Fresh Women. Great fucking game. We loved it. You guys loved it. And remember, all the girls are voiced now. So if you buy it, you've got a whole crew. And me and DP verified it, too. There's actually full voices. Now, we didn't get to hear a moan and shit like that. But I have heard from the devs that is award-winning performances on the voice acting. So that's going to be good. And we also got a sneak peek at some of the voice actresses for Lust Theory Season 2. So some of these girls, they also do, like, one does voice like Candy, the one that does Jessica. She actually does erotic novels, like ebooks. So I'm like, I love her voice in that game, and I'd probably be down to hear her read, like, ebooks. That would be interesting, like, listening to an erotic novel while I'm working. It's like, oh, it's like, man, that's the good part. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they do. It's pretty cool. So there's those voice actresses. A lot of these girls, I mean, say what you want about them, they're doing good work here. A lot of them have been doing work since, what, one said 2014, one said 2016. So these girls have been, I guess this really started up around 24, around Gamergate. You know, when Gamergate was a big deal, that's when all the girls said, let's start doing erotic game voice acting. And it's kind of weird, right? So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We will see you guys next time on Being a Dick, with more Being a Dick and a lot longer dick than what you guys are used to. And we've been giving you the short dick. Now we're going to give you the much longer because we have more time to do it. And other games that we just have been neglecting because I'm one fucking person. I only have so much time. But now I got more time. It's like more time unlocked achievement. So, let's go. All right. So, I'm out. See you guys next time.
Later.